Funeral services continue in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 students and two teachers killed in a teenage gunman's rampage at the Robb Elementary School. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The hearses crawl by, some black, some silver, and even white, and in a pair Friday for cousins, the families of two more having funerals Saturday, McKenna Lee Elrod and Rogelio Fernandez Torres. McKenna's family says she wrote notes to them, hiding them so they could be found later. A light to all who knew her, who loved to feed animals on the family's ranch. While a school bus driver remembers Rogelio asking to sit in the back, because that's where the visiting happens. In an obituary, his family describes Rogelio as outgoing and always eager to help, with a smile on his face. I'm Ben Thomas.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.